Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, for our sins He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation, hail Him, Jesus the Crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus the Lord. Redeemer, heavenly portals, loud with hills ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong.
Let the people praise Thee, O God. Amen. So let the people praise God. If you can kneel, we'll start the praise service on our knees. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the way that you bless us. And thank you for your presence being made known unto us this day as we go forth to proclaim to everyone that is here, everyone that's on the radio, everyone that's on the phone, and everyone that's going to hear these recordings in days ahead, that you have done and continue to do amazing things for your obedient children. Thank you also for your long-suffering towards us, your ability to bless us in ways that sometimes we don't even realize until after the blessing is seen, because we don't know why you have us on certain paths, why you close certain doors or open certain doors, but hindsight's always 20/20, so we look back and we see your hand, and a lot of times we see your hand right when it's happening too, and we thank you for that. And so thank you for giving us the words that'll explain what we have been seeing these last few months since the last time we gathered for testimony. And thank you again for blessing us the way you do, and everyone that's on our prayer list. And we offer this praise and this prayer unto you through the name that we trust as Savior and King. And that name is Jesus Christ, the creator of all that is seen and unseen. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay. If you would like to share a praise, just put up your hand. And for those of you that are new that don't know how to do it, the top left corner of the room, you got a black box there, because I can't remove it. I'd like to just remove it. If I do, it turns off everything, like the voice on and off thing, and that's what you want to click. You want to click where it says voice on and off, and then all of a sudden it'll have a drop down that says hands free. Then you click the hands free and you put a check mark there. You know, that's after, of course, that someone else drops their mic. In other words, when you click voice on and off, your little hand, a little white hand, shows up next to your name. And then as soon as the person that's on the mic drops their mic, whoever's next in line, that little hand will turn into a microphone, and then you hit hands free and your microphone will turn red while you're talking. So amen. Okay, I have a few praises here. Brother Daniel, you said you sent me a praise to from Pastor Craig, and I haven't checking my email again here real quick. Okay, I just got something, but that probably could be spam. Oh, I just got it. Okay, thank you. I just got it from Pastor Craig. All right, good. Yeah, because I was going to say, if you send it to the Contact Us page, it won't get to me. So, but, all right, the one I'm going to start with this one here, because it's in my email, and I just happen to check it. So it says, and this is from Pastor Craig. For those of you that don't know, he's originally from Texas. He's an American. And the Lord moved him many, many years ago to go to the Philippines, where he met his wife. And he has a small family now. And but he has a rather large church there. And so he is one with us. And he preaches here every now and then. He has to do an MP3, of course, to preach, because while we're meeting, he's sleeping. So it's like about 2 o'clock in the morning where he's at right now. So it's he sometimes makes it in on Friday nights, but not usually, because Friday night, when we gather for the beginning of Sabbath, he's gathering, because it's like Friday night, but it's actually his Sabbath morning when they're gathering for church. And so since it's gotten so much more busy there, I haven't been seeing him in on Friday nights, but that's okay, because we know he's doing a good work. So, anyway, he says, these, and some of you have already been knowing, we've been praying about him. He had this infection, like a skin-eating thing, skin-eating virus or whatever. But this is what he goes. He goes, hey, bro, yes, these skin-eating things will do this to meat eaters and those who have poor diets. Mine started out really bad because I have stress, which fueled it a lot. But then I did natural remedies, and it is all going away. See, now this is something the AMA doesn't want to tell people. The flesh-eating disease is, all they can hope to do is cut it out and hope it doesn't spread, because most of the people that get it either have extremely bad diets or, you know, they're meat eaters. I mean, because you can be a vegan and then overeat, you know, because I've met people like that too, that, you know, and you can be overeaters no matter where you're at, or just eating a lot of processed foods. But he says he did all the natural remedies, and it is all going away. Lots of rest, no stress, charcoal, garlic, and such, with hardly no eating, and it is going away in every spot. Praise the Lord for his natural remedies. I'm surprised he's not using colloidal, but I don't know if he has a generator out there, so maybe we should think about getting him one. I know where you can get a smaller one, because they're not going to, I don't know if they're going to use it as much as I do. I mean, I drink 2-3 times a day. I drink colloidal silver, a little tiny Dixie cup full. So I make a gallon at a time. So he goes on to say, he says, I went to the doctor yesterday, and she said that it was clearly healing, and we told her what we were doing to heal it, and she was amazed too. She still recommended her drugs and shots, but I said no. I will monitor my healing process and go from there. Praise the Lord. And then he says, Lord's victory, and we are able to share the truth to her too, as the doctor asked about our religion. Please do share what I have spoken to the brethren. I need to rest and will communicate with all of you, with all but you and Nick. God bless you, brother. Thanks again. So, amen and amen. And this is kind of like what he was saying the other day, too, in regards to it is healing. And I remember him saying that the doctor's still pushing the drugs, but, you know. But this is the Philippines. And so when you come up with something that actually works, the doctors are going to run with that. Out here, they don't want to hear it if it doesn't have anything to do with their drugs. You know, they like pushing them drugs, literally, like drug pushers. All right. And then let's see if we got anybody else got their hands up here, because I got a few more praises here. Okay, nobody yet. So let me open up my thing here, because people have emailed me some. This first one's from Brother Stephen. All right, and then, and if you have any praises, you can send them to me. You can send them to any of the moderators that can read it for you if they got a mic handy. And if they're not too long, like Sister Fran and whoever, you know. Or if you don't have the ability to PM, mention it in the text chat, and somebody will PM you. And take it from there, because you can do a private message even if you don't have the ability, as long as somebody initiates the private message, or PM, as we call it. So anyway, Stephen says, I would like to praise God for his ability to make physical objects invisible. I love this kind of stuff. He says, during the last year, I've attempted a low-key proselytizing program. I leave copies of the Mark of the Beast cards in men's restrooms. They are wedged in the frame of the mirror. You know, I do the exact same thing. When I was reading this, I was kind of chuckling. I says, man, that's exactly what I do, too. I mean, I hand them out to people, too, as well. But I also do the exact thing, you know, in the corners of the mirrors. And then in the stalls, and he says, and wedge into the paper towel dispenser, refill lid, and all that other stuff. Amen. He says, a week ago, I left cards in the men's restroom at a chiropractor's office. In this instance, the paper towel dispenser and waste basket were one unit. I've seen those. And with a good place for a card. I left cards in all of the usual locations, including the towel dispenser refill door. After my appointment, I decided to check on the cards to see if anyone had noticed them. I do the same thing. Like if I go, you know, to Walmart or something, or even a restaurant with Fran. But after my appointment, I decided to check on the cards, see if anybody noticed them. And he says, to my surprise, the card in the mirror frame and those in the stalls were gone. Someone had removed those cards, torn them in half, and thrown them away. So sad. But praise the Lord, whoever removed them had to read them, and hopefully a seed was planted. However, to my surprise, the card that I placed in the hand towel refill door was exactly where I had placed it. The card was only 20 inches away from the wastebasket where this person had thrown away the other cards. I cannot imagine any way that he could throw away the other cards and not see this card, except that the Lord made this card invisible to him. Apparently, the Lord wanted someone else to see this card. The lesson for me is that God can hide things in plain sight and protect both us and our work when we walk with him. All praise to God. And it reminds me when they wanted to stone Jesus, and he just walked through the crowd. He obviously became invisible if you look at the context of all that went down that day. And then Pastor Craig one time shared with the church family when he was passing out cards, and there was a security guard in this one parking lot area, and usually they're going to give you a hassle if you're going through the parking lot putting cards on car doors. And so he's going through, but he didn't notice the security guard until it was too late. He came to the security guard's car where he was sitting, in the car, in the driver's seat. And Craig came up and put the card in the guy's window on the driver's side and looked right at him, and he looked right at Craig. But he says it was, and you can tell when people are looking at you, whether they're looking at you or whether they're looking through you. Because Craig says, yeah, it was like the guy was looking right through me, and I just continued on and went to the next car in front of him. And he didn't have a problem with it. So, yeah, the Lord's going to protect us. Amen, Brother Stephen. Amen to that. All right, and then we got a couple of hands up here, so I'm going to drop my mic because I still have a couple here that I'm going to share later. So, there you go. Wait, I gotta make sure that the audio will record it though. So give me a second here. I gotta switch the cards on the computer so that my microphone ain't doing the recording. So hold on.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay. I have a praise here from Sister Susan C. And she says, I am so thankful for the Sabbath. I opened my eyes. I have my family and a roof over my head, plus the love of our Father and a blessed church to attend. I'm truly blessed. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your praise, Sister Susan. And then I have one from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. I want to praise Jesus for putting it on Brother Nicholas's heart to be praying that we, the brethren, will get many opportunities to share the present truth with our loved ones. As soon as I heard Bro Nicholas praying that prayer, I suddenly started to get opportunities to reconnect with loved ones that I have not seen for over 20 years ago since I moved from Kazakhstan to USA. Praise Jesus, recently I got to share the present truth about who Antichrist is, Sabbath truth, and the mark of the beast with my cousins Oleg and Victoria, of whom I have not spoken in decades. Please be praying for my loved ones in the Slavic countries, and that I would get more opportunities to share the truth with them. My cousin Oleg especially seems very interested in the truth that I am sharing. I later on find out from my mother that he is currently studying philosophy, history, and religion. Please pray the truth that I shared with him will make it home, and that the things he is learning in university will not sear his mind with man's dogmas, and that he will be used by God in a mighty way. I believe he is currently in the Orthodox faith. Satan keeps trying to mess up our Skype connection, but praise Jesus, we overcame that several days this past week. We talked until way hours of the day about the present truth. Glory to Jesus in the highest. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Vera. And I have a praise too. I praise the Lord every day, as many times as I can remember, for my salvation. I ask the Lord to keep that on my mind all the time, to thank Him for my salvation, because salvation is so neglected. The Bible says that also. I also praise the Lord for my family, my husband, and our home, and the things that God gives us that we need. I also praise the Lord for giving me a week with my three grandsons. The lady, their other grandmother, who usually babysits them during the week, is on vacation for some other country, and So they asked me at the last minute. So my son came over, picked me up, and I babysat for them. And I'm just praising the Lord that I got to pray with my grandsons at night, at bedtime. And I think it was one of the nights, something happened where everybody was in a rush and they were already in bed. And I'm like, oh no, you know, I didn't get to pray with them tonight. And so, you know, I just sat there telling the Lord, oh Lord, I didn't get to pray with them. You know, it's just, I wanted to pray with them every night I was here. And all of a sudden, one of my little grandsons comes out and he's like, Grandma, come on, we got to pray. So I went into the room with them and I prayed with them. And they need it. You could tell they want it. You know, they want to learn about Jesus. They want to pray to God. And as I was kneeling praying, you know, like right when I got on my knees with them, you know, they were kneeling and we were on top of the bed kneeling. As the both of the boys were sleeping together in the same bed because I was using the other boy's bed. And I told them, I said, okay, now bow your hearts, Bubs and Z, because we're right before God. And we're right here before God's throne. We're kneeling right there. And both their eyes just lit up so bright when they heard that. And then they bowed their heads really quickly afterwards. And then we prayed. So I just want to praise the Lord. I just praise His name for that. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, I saw Kevin put his mic up, but then it didn't, we couldn't hear him. So maybe he's trying, messing with something. But as I'm going through my own personal praise list that some of you know I do like a diary kind of a thing, I came across one from December, you know, a couple months ago, or last month actually. And I've been praying for all of us in this area, because we're going to need more discernment in the days ahead, especially if we are to be that last generation that's going to be here when we can't buy and sell. And then when the death thing goes out, the death penalty, or even the buy and sell thing, because they'll throw you behind bars. Well, I don't know if they'll do that right off. But yeah, it'll just make it difficult. They'll just say you can't buy and sell. It's when the death penalty that goes up that we're going to have to deal with some pretty intense issues. And so I want my discernment to be like King David. You know, he can go from cave to cave or from city to city and avoid Saul the whole time, you know. And they didn't have cell phones and satellite GPS and all the other stuff back then. He just followed the Lord's, you know, the opening and closing of the doors kind of a thing. And so this is one of those things that happened, because I've been asking for more discernment and wisdom and faith and love and peace and gentleness and meekness and all that other good stuff. But this happened. It was a Sunday morning, I believe. And because it was near that pagan time of year, certain things that my son Luke has to deal with on a weekly basis, they have a specific schedule, right? And but they always switch it around during the holidays. And he got up late that morning and was supposed to be there because they even printed out a flyer and said it has been changed to today's date because of the holiday, because they move everything around, right? And he tried calling them for about 45 minutes and there was no answer. So he just, you know, because he was going to be late, so he just figured he's just going to go. He told me, but I was uneasy about it for some reason, and still. So I prayed. Well, we both prayed, and then he drove off, all right? But as I was making breakfast, the uneasy feeling got much worse. And I can't explain it other than just to say uneasy feeling. I was like, something's wrong here. Something ain't right, right? It wasn't fear. It wasn't like I knew something wasn't, you know, something bad was going to happen. No, it was just something just plain wasn't right. So I couldn't help but believe no one was going to be where he was. The doors are going to be locked. The lights are going to be off. Doors, you know, it's just, they're done. They're gone. They're not going to be there, right? And so I actually wrote it down in my little praise list here just to see if this is what I'm understanding from the Father. And then I waited for about an hour because it takes him about 30, 35, maybe 40 minutes to get there. And I waited. And because his phone doesn't work properly. And I keep begging him. And I'm going to beg you again today. let me call Verizon and fix it. Because, you know, the phone is broken. They can't hear him, but he can hear them. But you can text him. So I didn't want to text him while he was driving, so I waited till, you know, like an hour. And I texted him, and he goes, yeah, there's nobody here. Lights are off. Doors are locked. And so it was amazing how it was just, and I told him about this too, and I like it when the Lord does this kind of a thing, because I want to rely on how he revealed that, and I want him to do this with all of you. You're all going to have these experiences in the days ahead, because we're all in this together. This is a church family. And but all I got out of it was, it wasn't, like I said, there was no fear, there wasn't no deadly issue or something like that. It was just like, something's not right. And then the thought came to mind that no one's going to be there. And so he had to put that thought there. So, because I couldn't have come up with that, because, you know, I don't believe in that psychic stuff and all that other garbage. So praise the Lord that he does answer prayers. And especially in the days ahead, we're going to need stuff like this. And so anyway, let me drop the mic. We got a couple of more hands up. So here we go.
Can you guys hear me? Yes. Okay. I just got a quick praise about my cat, and I know that seems kind of weird, but a couple days ago, we noticed his paw was twisted all the way around. And he was limping on it, wouldn't put any weight on it, so we assumed it was broken. And we took him to the vet. Actually, Dustus did early this morning, because he quit eating and he wasn't drinking anything, so it looked like it was getting drastically worse. So we took him to the vet this morning. We prayed constantly, but by the time she got to the vet, his paw was... It looked fine. The vet said it looked fine, so he didn't charge us to put a splint on it or a cast or anything like that. So that saved us a lot of money, because I you know, they're expensive, especially veterinarians. So we saved money on that. And this is the same cat that if you guys remember, a couple months ago, he got shot in the head, and it's the same cat. We prayed, and we put a little colloidal silver on his head, and he lived through that. So I just wanted to say a praise to that, because the Lord does look after animals. And me and Brother James were talking about it. You know, a lot of people, when they think about the judgment of God, they think about how evil people are to other people. And it's more than that. We got to also remember, cruelty is cruelty, whether it's to humans or whether it's to animals. So if you're cruel to animals, God will still judge you for that also. So we got to think, you know, more broadly on, evil is evil regardless of who it's done to or what it's done to. Yeah, amen, Sister Fran. God put us in charge of the animals way back in the Garden of Eden. So, caring for animals and stuff like that, there's nothing obviously wrong with that, but I just wanted to remind everybody and praise God that He does heal not just humans, but animals too. So, I just wanted to share that. God bless everybody. Sabbath blessings.
Can everyone hear me? Okay, I thought Brother Kevin was next, so I wasn't paying attention. Sabbath blessings, everyone. I just want to praise the Lord for, yesterday there was a fire It started out here because we had 40 mile an hour gusts, winds, and it's supposed to pick up again like that today, and it's obviously very dry. And you know, we lost power. You know, Novi told me that yesterday. I was at work, and we called them, and they said that, you know, there was a fire, yada, yada, yada. They don't know. And obviously, it burned down a pole if it's a fire. And so I got here yesterday before Sabbath, and, you know, it was basically within a mile of the house. And I just praise God that the wind was kind of blowing out of the west, so it kind of kept it away from us, you know, forced it the other direction. I just want to praise Him for that, and obviously the power is back on, and I want to praise Him for that as well. And just for you guys, and being able to spend Sabbath once a week here is such a blessing. It's amazing to be with like-minded brothers and sisters, and to be in, you know, we don't have much, there's not much reason, there's not much truth in this world, but at least once a week we can gather with brothers and sisters that share that same. So, God bless each and every one of you, and have a blessings.
Can you hear me? Sabbath blessings, dear beloved church family. I have an awesome praise I want to share with all of you. And, you know, most of you know that my husband is not saved. He's an unbeliever. And I appreciate all your prayers for praying for my husband that he will come to the truth. I do see the Lord's hand moving with my husband. I see things, that actions that he takes. He's showing more compassion towards others. I know his heart is starting to soften, and I praise the Lord for that. And I just keep praying for him, trusting in the Lord that he will change his heart and mind, and he will become a mighty soldier in our Gideon band. So my praise is, I think most of you know that my day job, I'm a recruiter, and that means I place professionals, I place them in manufacturing, like engineers, plant managers, what have you. And so I work straight commission. So I do get, it's called a draw, and I get paid every 2 weeks, and it's not a whole lot because I don't want my draw to be high. So when I do make, it's called a placement, when I place a professional with a client company, they pay our company a fee, and I get a percentage of that. So when I get a commission check, then my draw is taken out of that, and then the rest is a blessing. So I did just yesterday, I got a really nice commission check, and I praise the Lord for that. It's a huge blessing for my husband and I, because we pretty much live from paycheck to paycheck. And so I, of course, wanting to be obedient, and it's my duty to tithe, I knew that my husband, I would have to tell my husband that I'm going to be taking out X amount of dollars for tithing, which is a large amount. And so I prayed Thursday evening is when I told him that I was going to do this. And I called Pastor Nick, and I asked him to pray with me, and asked Sister Fran to pray too, because I didn't want to get in a big fight with my husband. And I knew that, you know, he does not like me tithing. And so I just want to be obedient, and I prayed to the Lord that I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to put my husband in your hands. And I know you are going to, you know, soften his heart to where it's not going to be a big blown out fight. And I know the enemy wants us to fight, and I do not like confrontation, or, you know, not at all. I'm a peace. peacemaker. So that evening, I was in the ladies' study, and I asked them to pray with me as well over it, and they did. And after our study, my husband, I think the enemy knew that I was going to talk to my husband, and so he was normally doesn't drink on the weekdays. He drinks alcohol, and so normally he drinks on the weekend, but he was drinking a large glass of alcohol that evening. And I'm just like, this isn't going to stop me. I'm still going to do what I believe I have to do and discuss it with my husband. So I asked him, you know, can we talk? And so I shared with him Malachi 3:8-11 first. And I've never shared Bible verses with my husband before, but I felt that the Lord wanted me first to share, because his word is powerful. I mean, it will not come back void, and I truly believe that. So I shared God's word with him first, and I told him, I made a promise to God that I'm going to be obedient, and in my tithing especially. And this is a promise I will not break, and, you know, I'm going to commit to this, and I pray that you understand and that you do not fight me on this, because, you know, this is the only time in God's word that he says, prove me. You know, prove me with your tithes and your love offerings and your faith offerings, and I will bless you abundantly. And it doesn't mean you get blessed financially. I mean, it could be your health. It could be, you know, just, you know, blessing you in so many different ways. Blessing us with peace and joy and, you know, just so many ways he blesses us. And so I shared with him that, and he just looked at me and he said, well, you know, I don't believe like you believe. And he said, I don't, you know, I know you believe the Bible. You need, you know, you follow the Bible. I believe the Bible was written by men, not by God. And I just want you to know that I do not agree with this, and I'm not happy about it, but I know you're going to do what you feel you have to do. And I said, yes, I am going to do what I feel like I have to do, because and then I shared with him, look at all the times God blessed us. We've never gone without food. We've never gone without a roof over our heads. We've never, you know, we've had cars break down, but then the Lord blesses me with the commission checks, so we're able to get another used car. We've always been blessed with jobs. I said, how can you not see all these blessings? And then he said, well, and I said, trust me, I said, if we're obedient with our tithing, the Lord is going to, you know, because I've got all these other interviews going on, and I know he's going to bless me more at work. And he said, well, even if you get blessed with all these placements, you know, with these commission checks, I'm still not going to believe it's coming from the Lord. And I said, well, what would make you believe that we're getting blessed? And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, I've seen God's hand move so much in my life. He saved my life I don't know how many times. And I said, that's where my faith is coming from, is I've seen God's hand move, and I've seen him save your life, because he had blood clots in his lungs and he almost died. And I prayed, and I got everybody I knew to pray, and I said, how can you not look at that and not see that that is a blessing? I mean, your heart beating, your breath is a blessing from God. It, you know, he's keeping you alive. And he just kind of shook his head and said, well, you know, I don't believe like you do. And so, you know, you do this, and you know I disagree with it, and you know I don't think, you know, I'm not happy about it. And so you go ahead and do it, and then do it, you know, take that money out tomorrow, and then you'll just see what the consequences will be. And he left it at that. And I said, well, honey, I love you, and I'm going to continue to pray for you. And he went upstairs and went to bed. So the next day, I did go to the bank, and I withdrew the money out of the account, and I didn't know what mood my husband was going to be when he got off work. So I just prayed to the Lord that, you know, there's no, you know, he's not, you know, in a bad mood, and, you know, angry with me, and I just prayed about that. And so he gets home from work and he gives me a kiss. He's in a great mood. He doesn't even mention the money I took out for tithing, doesn't say anything about it. And I just praise the Lord because I know that he softened his heart and that he accepted this is our duty. Well, it's my duty. I know he's not going to tithe out of his money, but he accepts that I'm going to do what I feel, you know, is God's will. And so I just thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
All right. We heard something there, Brother Kevin. It kind of sounded like a very small version of Lenore's machine gun. Remember how Lenore, every now and then, she'd put on her mic and it'd come out like, yeah, like a hummingbird. There you go, like a hummingbird wings. Whereas when Lenore does, it sounds like a machine gun, you know, firing. So I don't know if you want to try it again, just let me know. Oh, well, Brother Andre's got something, so let me drop the mic.
Alrighty, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings. I've got a testimony I've been willing to share with the children's ministry of this, but I decided to wait until testimony Sabbath to share with the church family. Me and my wife, we were having a discussion. Actually, she brought this up, that she wanted to look for something that she could do. For the Lord. She was like mentioned things that I do, like, as far as being online with the blogs and forums. She was just looking for something because she felt sort of out of place. So the Lord has been sending her children. Children have been coming to the house, and they've been coming here on the Sabbath day to want to worship with us. It started out with just one child, and it's kind of grew into more children who've been coming here. So she's been gathering together the kids. They've been having studies here before noon, children's ministry, and they've been doing arts. They've been doing crafts. And the last Sabbath, they put together this little project. They had this Tower of Babel. And she went online. I think it was Pinterest. I don't know the exact site. But she was able to find this clay, this edible clay. And the kids, they put this together, and I thought this project was just beautiful, how it all came together. I don't know, Sister Vera. I don't know exactly how she did it, but they made this clay, and the kids can eat it. But they were so busy trying to eat the clay instead of actually building the towers. But once they completed their projects, I took some pictures of them, and I'm going to place the link here. I put it on my OneDrive. I'm going to put the link here in the room, and for those listening to this recording in the future, the URL is 1drv.ms/1nhzna7. And there you can see the children. They have the little project there. They're building the little towers. So it's been a blessing. It has definitely been a blessing. My wife, she's definitely looking forward every Sabbath to the kids coming here. They had the children actually going out to their elders. They're going out to their parents. And they're sharing with them the different things that they've learned. It's been a blessing to us because some of the parents are looking forward to Sabbath day because they're like, I'm going to send my child over there. You know, I know how it was with me growing up. And for most of us, it was always on Saturday mornings. It was cartoons. And then on Sundays, that's when we did, you know, the church thing. But now we got kids who, instead of wanting to be on the cartoons or wanting to play outside on Saturdays, they're coming here and learning learning about the Lord. I mean, these kids, a lot of them have no idea who Moses is, have no idea who Adam and Eve are. The law of God, the obligations to keep the law. So my wife is able, and she looked for something, and the Lord gave her something. He inspired her to begin this ministry, and it's been a success. It's been a success. We definitely want to praise the Lord. Enjoy the pictures there. We definitely want to praise them there for this inspiration. It's definitely been a blessing.
And
it's fun to her and to the children. So you have anything you want to say to your wife, or just you good? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right, Sabbath blessings to you all.
Try this now. Can you all hear me? Okay, well, praise the Lord for that. Last night, my wife and I were in prayer, and the Holy Spirit was convicting us of our separate sins, sometimes the way we treat each other and other stuff like that. And he was just convicting us in our own separate ways and the ways we can improve. It was a blessing. It was nice. My wife, she started crying because she just, you know, she gets a little, you know, upset at herself sometimes or what have you. And it was the Holy Spirit convicting her. Well, no, we finished the prayer and it was good. It was good. It was nice to pray together and it was, we can feel the Holy Spirit, but shortly thereafter, she started having a panic attack. And if any of you guys know what a panic attack is, it's basically just high anxiety. She started hyperventilating, basically, and she started breathing weird. And I was just, you know, I was confused. I was like, what's going on? You know, the Holy Spirit told me that it was Satan. And I just simply said, get thee hence in Jesus' name. Get thee hence, Satan, in Jesus' name. And her panic attack went away. And her breathing resumed back to normal, and she was calmer. Satan took what the Holy Spirit was giving her, a blessing, and transforming it into something sinister and evil, which was a panic attack. And she would calm down, and she was very happy and very joyful. I hate to see her like that. Husbands will know that our duty is to provide for our wife and protect her to the best of our ability. And I hate seeing her like that. And I just really praise the Lord for calming us both and keeping us safe. And of course, I want to praise the Lord for Country Living. And one last quick praise is that I want to praise the Lord for the church family. And also Sister Leonore has been so kind and so patient in regards to helping me with gardening and gardening tips. So I really praise the Lord for the church family in just day-to-day knowledge and how to just do day-to-day things. I'm learning every day, and thank you all so much. God bless and Sabbath blessings.
Is it working now? All right, so we're going to – Fran, come in here with a drill. I don't know what that was. I got it's this microphone. It's a USB. And I'm hoping it isn't a spark of static. You know how it has a tendency to travel. But it's only happening with the microphone. And so, you know, hopefully that's all it is. It's just a bad – it's the second time I've had to replace this mic. I might even have to do a third time. That's okay, but I just keep switching it back, and it came back to normal. But anyway, I got another couple of praises here. Sound like a tornado, huh? I know, I just heard something weird in the background. I says, what is that? And I guess I'm going to have to take that out of there if I can get it out. But anyway, Sister Vera sent me a praise from Sister Olga, and she says she wants to praise Jesus for all the opportunities to share the truth on Facebook. Also, she says, praise the Lord, he is allowing my mother-in-law from Ukraine to proceed through the process to get to the USA, to get to her, obviously. So she may be here at our home for good as soon as March. Well, amen. That's just a couple months. It will be a huge witness opportunity as I live a testimony to Jesus. Hopefully, she will find favor in my walk and accept you know, the real truth. Amen. So keep her in your prayers, everybody. Olga's, you know, keep her loved one in prayer. All right. Let's see. I got another one here from Brother Darren. And this one's a little bit. It'll probably take 30 seconds to a minute to share. If anybody's got a praise they want to share, put up your hand in the room. We're already 15 minutes past what a sermon would be. So I figure we can go another 15 minutes, maybe even 30. It all depends on you all. So anyway, Brother Darren says, I'd like to give thanks to the Lord for keeping me alive this past Sunday. Yeah, and when I read this, this was scary. He says, I was cleaning snow off my car. When I saw my car was covered, it was covered to the point kids were confused that it was a hill and was sliding off of it. So the kids were taking advantage of that big old white lump out there in the street, I guess, huh? He says, so I got tired of that and went to shovel my car out last Sunday, and I shoveled enough snow out to make a little path to the car's driver's side door. Then I moved the snow covering it just to open up the door. Then I wanted to check to see if the car started up. So I put the key in the ignition and started the car and let it run while I continued shoveling. Anybody here venture a guess as to what's going to happen next here? Okay. After an hour, yes, exactly, Lenore. After an hour of shoveling, I began to feel dizzy. So I didn't think much of it that I kept. Now, like, dizzy, you know, that's why I thought, well, are you sure it ain't your heart? That's, you know, you start stressing out the heart, you'll get dizzy. So I didn't think too much of it, and I kept on shoveling. Another 5 minutes later, my stomach began to turn, you know, like into a vomit feeling came over me. That also is a sign of a heart attack, but I didn't know it was also a sign of monoxide poisoning as well. Then following it, a headache struck me as I kept shoveling. Then some snow covering the rear of the car fell over. Then I smelled strong fumes coming out of the snow that brought me to my knees a little bit. I used the shovel to lift myself up, and then I opened the door to the car, and then immediately the fumes I smelled in the snow was coming out of the vents in the car. I turned the car off, moved slowly away, making my way to the house. Fortunately, I was able to hide the fact that I was poisoned from my grandfather, who was outside talking with neighbors. Because if he saw how sick I was, I'm sure he would have taken me to the hospital. So once I got to the house, I hurried fast as I can without collapsing or vomiting up the steps and quickly took some colloidal silver. So for the rest of that day, from the time I got into the house from 2:30 to the time I went to bed, I was sick to the point it was hard for me to even hide it from the family because of the dizziness and vomit feelings. Nausea is what he's talking about. That kept coming back over and over again. Praise the Lord that my job was closed that Monday, and no one bothered me, so I was able to hide it all day long. But about 10 or 10:30 before bed, I pray to the Lord for his divine healing and ask for his spiritual atmosphere of light and peace. And I woke up the next morning. I felt better. No more headache, no more dizziness, pain, nothing. No more vomit feeling. But I praise the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also our Father in heaven, waiting to collect his beloved children. So amen and amen. So praise the Lord. Brother Darren's with us this week. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, because I've heard it, especially when you get those big dumps of snow, like big heavy amounts of snow, and if a plow comes through and you're parked on the side of a road, you know, your car ends up underneath the snow. I remember one time I blew an engine on 294, and all of a sudden it just started slowing down real fast because I must have locked something up. I don't know what. I had just got finished passing two semis, and I looked in their rearview mirror, and they were doing all they could to avoid slamming into me, so I just cut the wheel and piled into the snow on the side of the road. Because when they plowed the tollway, they would just keep it all in the emergency lanes. And so it was a good 7 or 8 feet tall of just snow all the way down for miles and miles and miles. So I plowed into that and just dug a cave and went in there. And the monoxide was pretty obvious at that point. But then the car was just sputtering. And then it was dead after that. I blew the engine. And so, yeah, I knew then, but I guess it's, you know, sometimes you got to learn from experience, but I, you know, I've read a few times in the news about people that, like, especially people that live in their cars or live in their vans or even in a motorhome. If you're in winter and the snow comes down and if you got the engine running or the generator running and it's blocked, if it doesn't kill the engine, that the fumes are going to work their way in somewhere. And that's why they have monoxide detectors in motorhomes, and but cars don't usually have them. And so if you live in your car or you live in a van, get a monoxide detector if you're going to be around winter, like if you're going to be living it in the winter seasons. Because I never heard of it coming through the vents like that, so that was pretty intense. I mean, I had to go somewhere. So, oh, okay, Dan 3 emailed me a praise. Let me just check. Did you send it to the Contact Us? Oh, okay. You just sent it to me. All right. I don't see any other hands up, so let me read. Oop. Brother Sean's got his hand up. Sorry. Let me just do this one more, and then I'll have one left that's in the email. And but this one here is from Sister Vera, and she says, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. I want to praise Jesus for putting it on Brother. Oh, wait. Somebody already read this. Somebody already read this, didn't they? Yeah, somebody, yeah, I just, yeah. Okay. So I just deleted it. Oh, you said, okay, so Fran must have read it. Somebody, yeah, I knew I heard it somewhere. So, all right, let me see this one here from Brother Dan. Okay. All right, it says, I have a praise to share with the church family. My family and I were blessed with a vacation to Jamaica. Well, that's pretty nice. he says, while there, I was also blessed to do some work for the Lord. Man, I just, this church family, you know? I don't know how many times Fran and I, we church hopped like crazy when we left the Catholic Church, and then we even went to a couple of Sabbath-keeping places, and nobody does the work. You know, I praise the Lord for this church family. Anyway, while there, I was so blessed to do some work for the Lord. The people are very open receiving information about God. In Oca Rios, I hopefully said it right, I was able to hand out 1,000 Mark of the Beast cards in under 2 hours. And while there, also had many requests for Bibles. There's a big thirst for the Lord there. Wow. Man. What if I could drive there? All right, some highlights. Okay, he says, while walking on the beach on Sunday morning, I met a drug dealer who once, if anybody else, that would sound bad, but we know where he's headed with this, right? But this, it's pretty neat how this is going. He says, I met a drug dealer who once I told him I was a Christian, admitted that he was a believer too, and even attended an SDA church. After a long conversation, now isn't that something? He's a drug dealer and a believer, he says, and he goes to the SDA church. And because I've met a lot of people that are in the SDA church that are like Roman Catholics, where they do things just like the Catholics do and claim to be Christians. And so that's was bound to happen. We know about the prophecies there in regards to that church falling. The Seventh-day Adventist church was prophesied to fall. Anyway, he says, after a long conversation with him, where I explained that this lifestyle is not acceptable unto the Lord, we both kneeled and prayed for forgiveness and repentance. All the while, his drug dealing friends watched from a short distance. Hopefully, he will be a blessing to them. Another evening, while handing out cards in a small town, I came across a Freemason. Oh, wow, they're just all sorts of them there, huh? He had a large gold chain with a Masonic symbol, making it very obvious. I told him I was a Christian doing work for the Lord. He said that they too worship the Spirit. Then I asked him if he was a low or high ranking Mason, and he admitted to being 32nd degree, which is almost as high as you can get in that organization. And so I told him that I know that you know the spirit you worship is Satan. At this point, he even admitted to me to doing ritual sacrifices and conjuring demons. I told him that he's worshiping a defeated god, and if he thinks the demons are powerful, he should see the angels all around us right now. I told him Jesus is the one worthy of worship, and he told me he was in too deep to get out. And I said, in Jesus' name, all things are possible. Amen. That's what I would have said. Yeah, amen. He can break those Masonic shackles in your life. At this time, I actually saw concern in his eyes and asked if I could pray for him, and he said yes. So hopefully the seeds planted that day will lead this man to the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It looks like Brother Sean has a praise, so let me drop the mic. Yeah, it looks like, wait a second here. Oh, yep. Microphone problems. Hold on.
All right. Seven blessings, everybody.
You want to try it again, Sean? All right. Well, while you're switching browsers, Brother Isaac has a praise he'd like to say. He said, I want to praise the Lord for being here at my uncle's home, which is same LA County, till I move to Oregon sometime next month. As I am here, praise the Lord, I'm able to plant the New World Order track cards I got blessed with to have. So, praise the Lord, we're out there sharing the truth. And also, while we're waiting on Brother Sean to stick his hand up, I'll say another praise. Where I live, kind of far out in the country, I was coming home late one night on this country road, and I just happened to see like a little flicker in the woods, so I started hitting my brakes, and a deer hopped out right in front of me, and I hit him with my truck. And I know I hit him, because it was pretty big thump. And so I turned around and went back to see if, you know, if the deer was all right or if I needed to do anything to help the deer. And he had got up and ran off, so the deer was fine. And I looked when I got home at my truck, and my truck was fine. But I hit this deer going like 40 miles an hour. So it was just, you know, praise that nothing was hurt. But I see Brother Sean's hand up, so I'll drop the mic.
You guys hear me? Yes. Hello? Okie dokie. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Alrighty. Have some praises here. I'm going to start with the PMs from the new people. So, Amato says that I would like to praise God for letting me be in the position I'm in to take off Sabbath. He did it for me once before, and I went back in sin. I prayed and asked for a second chance, and here I am with you guys. He is a wonderful Lord. And he says that he'd also like to thank him for a healthy life and family. So praise the Lord. Kay says that the Lord, or this PM is from Kay Lazarus, and his phrase is, the Lord is always allowing himself to show in his walk with him. As I journey his path, he continues to find ways to say, keep it up, my son. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Praise God for that beautiful connection we all have with the Lord. So praise God. All right, Jason sent me three praises. Okay, so his first one, he says, on Wednesday, his wife fractured her wrist while pulling our two-year-old on his sled. I came home from work and took her to the hospital. Took the kids, three came home, one stayed with Carolyn. I prepared them a meal and went down to our basement to find a pool of water collected in the basement. I had just waterproofed the house in the summer, so the day was going south in a hurry. Carolyn had broken the back door too, so that the screen door would not close. I had to take time out to pray and praise his name. Only a year ago, that wouldn't have been my response. Thursday, I called the contractor that helped me during the summer, and he came out Friday to help me with the problem. He did it for free. Carolyn is recovering, and the door is fixed, too. And so praise the Lord, that is his first praise. Second praise is that we have come out of our church because of the Sunday worship. I have had a chance to speak to the pastor and the elders about where they stand with being obedient in the grace message. I was a little taken aback by their stances on grace and the New Testament being more valid than the Old Testament. Whoa. I have had an opportunity to stand up in truth and give them scriptures daily that would challenge their position. The Lord has blessed Carolyn and I in our standing in obedience, even though we have been mocked and persecuted for our stance. And so praise the Lord. And his third praise is being ready as he has sent people his way to speak in his name. So amen. So this praise here is from Eliezer. It says, "Praise God, who did not ignore my prayers or withdraw his unfailing love from me. For because of him, I made it here, and because of him, he made all my dreams come true, and hope his grace reaches upon many others who seek him by establishing a relationship with Jesus Christ. And would like to thank God for giving me possibly the biggest blessing of all, which is the Bible, which was given unto me by him, for he said that every good gift comes from his hand." So amen. Praise the Lord. Lee says that the Lord has blessed her with much. He answered her prayers to heal her mother from ulcer and kidney problems, that she suffer quite a while, and for the great recovery of my husband from his stage 4 lung cancer. Praise the Lord. He has not been declared cleared, but I do believe that the Lord will heal him one day. So that is a praise to the Lord, or multiple praises to the Lord. Alright, this next one is from Lynette, and actually for her sister. And she said when she first came down here, that is where she lived, she pretty much had what she could just fit in her car, and she has some in savings, but after 6 months of no work, she pretty much didn't have any money left. And eventually, she did get a job at the vet, but when she started, she didn't make much. But even though she was only working on Mondays and only making 40 at the most, she would tithe. And we noticed that somehow when she started getting low, money would just show up. Like one time we were in my car and I looked into center console area, and there was like almost $200, and I couldn't remember where it came from. I didn't need it, so I gave it to my sister, and those are the kinds of things that have been happening to them. So praise the Lord, the obedience of the tithe. We always should choose to be obedient first. Everything else will follow afterwards, whether it's a job situation, or whether it's a money situation, whether it's a health situation. Always obedience first. Alright. This next one is from Tennille, where she says, "I praise the Lord for leading me back to Him when I got off track. Thank you, Lord. I also praise him for helping me through all the trials and tribulations that I may go through, and for waking me up every single day and allowing me to be healthy, happy, and alive, and able to walk and move. We should never take these things for granted. Amen, 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 and praise the Lord that you are back. Sister Tennille. Cameron's praise was that he praises the Lord for every good thing that has happened to him, his family, his friends, and everyone. So praise the Lord for that. And then my praise is I want to praise the Lord just for, with everything that's been happening, how he continues to bless us, he continues to share us truth, and, you know, he's gotten me more to focus on his love. And that's actually something that's been very effective in my life. Whether it's helping me to understand his word, he gets me to look at it through the eyes of love. Whether it's helping me to even be obedient to him, it's only through that love that the human heart becomes melted and we walk in the straight and narrow gate. And so I wanted to praise him for his infinite love that he's been bestowing upon us and showing us, and me specifically getting me just to focus more on that, because what I've noticed, I've actually been getting clearer understanding of the Bible, just focusing on that love. And my days throughout the week have also been happier. Not to mention the trials that come upon me, they're just so much easier to pass. And so I want to praise his name, his holy name, for his love that he's given, that he's bestowed upon us, and that he's blessed us that we may be able to have the same Christ-like love, the same Christ-like character, one of the greatest privileges, if not the greatest privilege, that could ever be given to any of us. And so, happy Sabbath, everyone, and continue to praise the Lord. God bless.
God blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? I'll try and make it quick. I just want to praise the Lord for all the trials that I've been going through. Yes, I love mangoes, Brad Ryan. Praise the Lord for that fruit. for the trials that I've been going through is because every time we are trying to do the work, and sometimes we make cards like Xmas cards, you know, for the glory of God, you know, just to let people know how evil that holiday is. And I got attacked by the enemy left and right. First, I lost my ID, and I was running around like 1 or 2 days trying to find where it went. And then following weeks after that, I lost my cell phone. So yeah, I lost my phone. And after 13 days, a coworker find it. It was on the chair, in between the chair where I work. But I've been working daily, and it wasn't, you know, I did not see it there. I looked at my car, went to lost and found many times. I was walking around with my, it's like a chicken, my head cut off or something. And I asked my sister to request for a replacement, and the replacement coming in, but I will return that because we found it. So my coworker was just leaning on the chair, and then it hit the bench, and my phone shoot up and shut out the chair. So yeah, praise the Lord for that. And just want to give you all a personal brotherly love advice is, please don't just sit around in one corner when you are being attacked. And if you have any trials, just try to counterattack Satan. Go out there and do some work. And if you're just gonna sit around in one room, and you're gonna be just depressed, and that's what the enemy wants. He just wants us to be dead. So we are to fight and counterattack. Just go out there and distribute tracts. It makes you feel better to do it. I'm like, oh, I did something for the Lord. So, yeah, keep doing the work. So, wherever you are, that's why we're scattered. We're all in different states, is to, because the time will come that it's not going to be easy for us to do work. And last praise will be, a coworker is trying to talk to me about, he's been watching a video about creationism versus evolution. And he was trying to tell me about why would we need the Ten Commandments. I said, if you have a kid and if you're trying to teach the kid not to steal from someone, not to, you know, all the rules in the house, is going to be, the Ten Commandments is always going to be there. And I said, we cannot enter heaven without keeping the Ten Commandments. That's the standard righteousness of God. And you cannot say you love Christ and you don't keep the Ten Commandments, then, you know, we would be a liar if we do that. So it's important for us to keep the Ten Commandments. And I told him that Satan is trying to deceive everybody to not to keep the Ten Commandments. So it is important to keep it. So I think that will be it. So God bless and happy Sabbath. Enjoy this praise day. It's such a beautiful day every Sabbath. Thank you.
Lord, can you all hear me? Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath. Sabbath, wonderful day indeed. Brother James, you're funny. It's going to be quick. I just wanted to, this is an impromptu. I wasn't going to say anything, but I just wanted to praise his mighty, mighty name for allowing us to worship the mighty, wonderful, awesome God, Elohim. Amazing. He's amazing. That it's an honor. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing, or putting it in the hearts of the smiley faces to say something. This has been such a wonderful praise. Thank you, smiley faces, all of you, your names. I don't have you pulled up here, but thank you, and continue to praise his holy name. And we all love to hear it. And thank you for joining us. And thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you, Elohim, for this beloved church. Glory to God. Amen.
Okay, I don't see any other hands up. So, and it takes me a while to turn my mic on because I got to shut off the stereo mix to do it, because I don't want to record through the microphone, because then I have to crank up the speakers really loud. I just let it record through the system instead. So that's why I'm always slow getting to the mic. Anyway, I got a few praises here. My sister daughter, Mandy, she says, my praises, I want to thank God for my salvation and teaching me how to pray in a more meaningful way. Amen and amen. That to me was a big milestone many years ago. You know, you get to a point where the prayers become like conversations with a very close loved one, you know. And let's see. And then Brother Alvin. Thank you, Brother Warren. He's sent, I guess, on a PM through Brother Warren. He says, I want to praise the Lord for opening our eyes with my wife to clearly see our present condition, and that God lead us to find this lovely church of God and to be part of the redeemed, praying that the rest of our family also receive this present truth. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. And I know, I don't know, did we talk on the phone yet, Alvin? I don't know yet, because I know your hours are, you know, over, because I just discovered Warren told me the other day that you guys are on the same area in Hawaii, and so it's difficult to know when's a good time to call. So, anyway. And Brother Alex says, I also want to thank God for having had pretty much half of my college tuition fees and books all paid off through scholarships and aid. 2 free quarters now. Oh, wow. Amen. Yeah, that's praise the Lord for that. Yeah, that's too bad that people that get the loans for the government schooling, they can't apply for a scholarship afterwards. That'd be nice, because then at least the government knows you're serious. Oh, they're not loans, they're grants. Okay, yeah, grants. Yeah, okay. But yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, could some people that have government loans have it changed to a grant? Because I would think with the grant, they sometimes are funny about giving them out, because what if the kid's just going to college to party, you know. So, but somebody that actually takes out a loan, you know they're serious. And so they should at least reimburse them. You know, I don't think anybody should have to pay for education, to be honest with you. Government should pay for the teachers like they're already doing. So, okay, so yeah, so we haven't been able, yeah, because I was going to call, Brother Alvin, I was going to call you, but then you got your hours are so different. I mean, being on, even though Hawaii is one of the 50 states of America, you guys are just about on the other side of the planet. So, 16-hour plane flight just to get there. Yeah, yeah, I, yeah. And that's another thing, too, like my son Nicholas just reminded me. What they do, I think, what do they give you, 3 years or 5 years or something like that? They give you this big old government loan with low interest, and then all of a sudden, if you don't pay it off in 3 years or 5 years in some cases, then they double the interest or something. And they just did that to my son. And, I mean, that's, it's not 3 years. How many years is it? I don't know. I know, because somebody else was telling me, too, that in 3 years, this is, how did you pay off 40 grand in 3 years? Because this one person I know had 40. How do you pay that off in 3 years? You go to a car dealership and get a car for 40 grand, they'll give you 7 years, at least. I mean, still, even there, that's pretty crazy. So, oh, okay, well, that was somebody else, but they, yeah. I don't know, but my son has just told me that all they did was, they raised the interest rate just because they could, is what they did. So there was no prior agreement then. Okay. That's pretty ignorant. I mean, anybody else, any other, like a bank, that would be illegal. And the thing is you can't file bankruptcy on government loans. They won't let you. And they actually have, I had an article I put on the site a couple of years ago where they put this one girl in jail, because she refused to pay the government. But she was, you know, she kind of like went overboard and got a little violent. But they had a big article about debtor's prison. And so that's just ignorant. I don't think that's right at all, you know. And any new president that get in there, he's not going to change it, because once he gets in there and sees how much money they're making, he's not going to change it. So, yeah, amen and praise the Lord. We just can't stop praising the Lord. So, amen, amen, Brother Chase. I'll just PM this praise. Amen. Praise his mighty name. It's too bad it's around the time that we're getting done, though, too. Yeah, because I think if we were going to go another 15 minutes, we went that 15 minutes and another 20. So usually we would go about a half an hour past a normal sermon size. We've gone 45 minutes past a normal sermon. Well, 49 minutes. We're almost 50. And this happens to us every time. We always go, I mean, like when we first started doing it, we would go, you know, like a sermon's usually 30 minutes. And then we'd go another 30. But the last few testimony services, which would be about a year, for the last year, we've gone way over because, well, we have more family members, more church members, too. So, because it's not just, like right now, a lot of people have already left. We've gone in from the 80s down to, like, we got 66 family members, church members in here now. And it's not just one person behind each name. We know that. And so it gets pretty involved, which is so, like I was telling Fran earlier, says, man, this is, you know, second only to communion. This has got to be, actually, a few weeks before communion is what I really look forward to, because I treat it like the old-fashioned Day of Atonement thing. You know, I'll give it more than 10 days. That's like a lot of times Sister Denise will remind us, and I'll, you know, and the Holy Spirit will remind me too, but he usually reminds her, and then she reminds me. And we let everybody know a week or two in advance that we're going to have communion, because like they did in the Old Testament, you know, before the feast days were abolished, they had that 10 days that they got right with Christ before they would have their Day of Atonement, I mean, the actual, you know, Day of Atonement. And so I like to get as many weeks in advance to really put my spiritual nose to the grindstone and doing it, you know. Even though we all try that, we're all striving on to perfection, but when you get close to communion, you really want to take stock in yourself. That's what the 10 days was, because you might forget things. You might have forgotten that you passed this hurdle or you stopped doing this thing or whatever. You know, it gives you time to praise as well as clean up your act. So, all right. Anyway, why don't we finish with some music? Like Brother Eli's probably got something already lined up. And then that'll be it. So thank you again, everybody, for coming here. Thank you for the new people coming here. Thank you for Brother Sean going in there and asking each and every one of them if you got something to praise. And that was nice. That was nice. And so if you, any of you want to have texting ability, so when you come to church next week, which is going to be Q&A Sabbath, which is, it looks to be, I'm probably only going to do one Q&A Sabbath. Sometimes you have to do two because I'm backing, you know, it gets backed up. I mean, I get a lot. But I'll find out, I'm like more or less half done already with the, because I started working on it this morning. So I'm half done, and I like working on sermons and Q&As and stuff like that on Sabbath day. And so, okay, most of these people already emailed me texting abilities, yeah. And so I'll just, like, if I see your name next week and I run in there and I see that you have, because some don't. Like Donnie, I noticed he's been in here a few times. He's not in here now, but I look through the list and I never see a Donnie. He's never emailed me. But next week will be Q&A. And what that is people will send questions via email or PM or whatever the case may be. We usually just do the emails. We don't have, we do Q&A sometimes after church, of course, like we always do. Slight, but usually I like to save them for a Q&A Sabbath. But I got a few of them, so we might do two again this time. We haven't done two in a while, like two Sabbaths in a row doing Q&A. It all depends on, like I say, I just started going through the Q&A folder in my email thing where people send a question, I send the answer, and then I send a copy of that email with the answer to myself that I stick on the Q&A of Sabbaths Past page. Because a lot of people like that page when they have questions. I says, you know, please go to the Q&A page because there's a ton of stuff that people... Because a lot of times I'll get questions from people that I've answered 10 times already, but that's okay. That doesn't mean you shouldn't ask the question because, you know, we all grow at different rates. So anyway, we got some music and then we'll pray and then we'll have our Sabbath continue. So, okay. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. If you can kneel, we'll finish in prayer. Okay, bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so, so very, very much. We all thank you. We praise your name. We love you because you first loved us. We thank you so much for all that you have done in our lives and kept the hedge of angels around us and blessed us with new truths and understanding and opportunities to share with others and see your hand move and have seen many, many miracles. And thank you, Father, for reminding us every 3 months to come together and share these praises, and every Friday night, too. But it's nice to have everybody in the whole church family do it on right after communion, you know, the following Sabbath. So thank you so much for blessing us with this service. Please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day. Please bless everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. Please bless each and every one of our children and our children's children. And thank you for especially blessing us all with your presence, all of us that were in attendance today. And blessing us in the remainder of this week so we can come together again next Sabbath to be blessed by your word and the changing of the showbread. And we offer this prayer and these praises unto you, in the name of your Son, who is our Savior, King, Commander, and Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.